It's another massive week ahead in the A-League this coming weekend. Here's the predictions. We're kicking off with the A-League Women's semi-final. First leg, Newcastle Jets host Melbourne City in the first leg. Newcastle Jets, well, they scored the goals last week. 4 goals for them against Western United across regular time and extra time. They're coming up against Melbourne City. The two meetings in the regular season between these two teams ended in victories for Melbourne City. But with Jets at home and coming off a big win away to Western in the Elim, I think there's a chance that Jets score a couple goals here at home. They'll be really eager to come away from this first leg with a positive result because they know it's going to be tricky heading down to Melbourne the following week. Melbourne City, we know the class that they possess in their team. They're always dangerous. The reigning premiers should be able to grab a couple goals in this one as well. 2-2 feels like a result we could see in this game, I think. And then second leg should certainly be interesting. Next up, Mariners host Sydney FC. And this is a match that should be really interesting because you look at the regular season matchups, nil all in the first meeting at the Mariners home stadium. And then later on in the season, a 2-1 win for the Mariners at Leichhardt Oval. Mariners did have a player sent off in that contest. Central Coast Mariners, I mean, should have a big crowd for this game. And obviously with the men's team playing just prior to this as well, but Sydney FC, I mean, Mariners really have to be wary of this Sky Blues side who not only, you know, possess a lot of quality players, but players who have experience at this time in the season, experience in finals, the reigning champions, you know, the likes of Princess and Beanie and Courtney Vine, who, you know, have so much experience in these sorts of big games. First leg, though, in front of what should be a really strong crowd, I think Mariners have enough to come away with at least a 1-1 draw from this game, I think would be a decent result heading into the second leg. Obviously, Mariners will be hoping for more, but we have to respect the quality of Sydney FC and what they do have. I'm going for 2 draws in the opening legs, and which should be, you know, really nicely set up the second legs the following week. Let's jump into our A-League men's predictions. What a round we have. It kicks off with Newcastle Jets hosting second-placed Wellington Phoenix. And this premiership race, man, has been so enthralling in the last few weeks, whether you're a fan of these sides or a neutral. Wellington, could they potentially slip here against the Newcastle Jets side who are coming into this game with 2 consecutive wins? They're finally putting together some impressive form to round off the campaign. But question is, do they have enough to defeat Wellington Phoenix? We do know Newcastle Jets won against Wellington earlier on the season in New Zealand. Phoenix got the win there in Newcastle just a few weeks ago, though. So interesting matchup when you look at the form guide, but Wellington surely come away from this game with a win. It's hard to see them slip from here on out. I don't think they'll lose this one. Again, Newcastle will give them a real test here. Newcastle cannot make finals, but we'll be really looking to push Phoenix in this game. But a 2-1 result, I think Wellington get away with it in the end. And then Saturday kicks off with probably the match of the round. Considering where these two teams sit on the ladder, it's Western Sydney Wanderers in 6th, coming off a loss in the Sydney Derby, taking on Melbourne City, who they themselves are coming off the biggest win in A-League history, 8-0 against Perth Glory. But the thing for City is that multiple times this season, they've put in incredible performances and picked up these huge results. But can they back it up the next week? That's the problem for them. They've lacked that consistency, and that's why they sit outside the top 6. This is the game for them. They have to show up in this game, Melbourne City. They have to show up against a Wanderers side who have just been struggling with inconsistency themselves of late, it has to be said. There is a serious opportunity. And if that Melbourne City side from last week does show up in one at the home of Wanderers in Parramatta, there could well be a win for City, but it could be an entertaining game as well. 3-2 Melbourne City is my prediction. And Marco Rodan will, you know, be really keen to, you know, get his side up for this game after that disappointing loss in the Sydney Derby. 3-2 result, though. I think both teams really going for it, aware of the situation and the context of the ladder in regards to this match. That'll be a fun game, though. 3-2 City. Let's go. High-scoring encounter. Melbourne Victory host Brisbane Roar down at Amy Park on Saturday arvo. Brisbane Roar, man, fizzling out a little bit. You thought after that win against Wanderers a couple weeks ago that they might be in with a chance, but losing to Jets at home has made things really difficult for them. And Melbourne Victory, again, they lost to Phoenix last time around. Going to get a win here just to secure a home elimination final, and I think they will do that. 3-1. feels like a result that we should see here. I think that's probably the easiest prediction of the weekend for me. I don't think Brisbane will get away with a result from this one, unfortunately. Sorry, Royal fans. And then Saturday night, this will be a fun game to watch as well, because we've got two teams level on points. Crazy matchups all over the place this weekend. MacArthur FC, Sydney FC, 38 points each on the ladder. This is interesting because basically what's on the line for this contest is a home elimination final. That's probably what it's going to come down to. And this could be the matchup in the elimination finals in a couple of weeks' time. So whoever wins this one, for me, it will be hosting an elimination final. Will it be MacArthur, who put in an impressive performance last week against Adelaide to really hold on and show up late with a couple goals there to snatch 3 points? Sydney FC, though, I mean, looking pretty good at the moment. In decent form overall, despite that loss to Jets a couple of weeks ago, and buoyed by that dramatic late win in the Sydney derby. This should be a fascinating contest for sure, and I'm going to go 2-2 draw, which doesn't quite help either side in terms of chasing that home Elim final. 2-2, though. I think on another day, I might have called Sydney to win this game, but I think Bulls, a big game like this, might just show up in this one and grab the point here to keep them in touch with a home elimination final spot. So, of course, Mariners host Adelaide United on Sunday afternoon, the first of that doubleheader in Gosford on Sunday. Sydney Mariners, now interesting because obviously they're going to be coming off that that long return trip from Kyrgyzstan midweek in the AFC Cup first leg interzonal final. The Reds, man. I mean, Nestori Irinkunda, just with a couple games left in the competition, can they come away from Gosford with something? I don't think it does happen. The only reason why I'm not calling this win to be of a bigger margin is because of that that midweek game for Mariners. It might be a bit tough, considering the travel, man. But Central Coast Mariners, they haven't slipped up. I mean, aside from the matches against Sydney FC this season, they're showing no sign of slipping up. And it'll be really interesting. You know, Mariners obviously will be keeping an eye on what's happening on Friday night in regards to Wellington Phoenix and their matchup against Jets. I think Mariners win this one 2-1, maybe a close encounter. Adelaide, despite being out of the finals race pretty much now, I don't think they'll be able to come away with 3 points or at least a point from this one. Perth Glory, though, Western United, which is pretty much a wooden spoon matchup here. Perth Glory, dude. I mean, how do they respond after that massive loss last week, conceding 8 goals against Melbourne City? At home here, they have to respond. They simply have to. But they're coming up against a Western United side who, despite losing last week to Mariners, have been in good form of late, putting in some good performances. Hopefully they can get Daniel Pena back. They missed him last week. And if they do, I think there's totally an opportunity for Western to get a result here against a struggling Perth Glory, which I think could well happen. I think Western might grab the result here. I think it was a really devastating result for Perth Glory, and it could well send them to the wooden spoon. And if this is the result, then it looks like Glory will be picking up their second wooden spoon in 3 years, which is a real blow for them, man. It's really disappointing. They've been fighting hard this season, but it just hasn't come together for Alan Stadic and his side. And they're really well and truly fizzling out this year. Again, could be a fun game to watch. There could be plenty of goals in this one. I'm going to go Western to come away with a win from this one, though. So no clean sheets for this week. Feel free to drop your predictions in the comments section. Thanks so much for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. My name's Lockie. This is Code Switch Football. See you in the next one.